feel just like the reeds getting blown in the wind. I don't get to choose what happens to me either.
I understand. It's hard to live when you feel like your life's out of control. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever felt like the world around you is just out of control? Like you wish you could just stop the world and get off? Well, let's be honest. We all feel that way sometimes. But even when things are at their worst, there's something important that you have to remember. Jesus can help strengthen you. Just listen to Isaiah 42:3, which says, "A bruised reed he will not break." And now for our story. It's entitled, Bent, Not Broken. The wind blew through Georgia's hair as she and her uncle paddled their canoe among the reeds that filled the marshes near her new home. She didn't feel like paddling. Her mom had died of cancer 4 months before, and now she and her little brother were living far from home with Uncle Steve. The bayou, as Uncle Steve called it, looked like a swamp, nothing like Georgia's home in Michigan. Georgia watched the marsh reeds bend under the force of the strong wind and muttered, "I know how you feel." "What did you say, Georgia?" asked Uncle Steve, who had been doing more than his fair share of paddling for the last half mile. "Oh, nothing. I was just thinking how those reeds and I have a lot in common," Georgia sighed. "How so?" asked Uncle Steve. "Well, they get blown around wherever the wind wants. They don't get any say in what happens to them," she sighed again. "Just like me." "You know, Georgia, I think you're right. You do have a lot in common with these reeds, but not in the way you think." "Look a little closer," urged Uncle Steve as he paddled them over to the reeds. "What do you notice?" Georgia studied the cluster of reeds. It was true that the wind blew them around, sometimes switching directions abruptly, but no matter how hard the wind blew, the reeds just bent over and popped back up. "They aren't breaking," observed Georgia. "As soon as the wind stops, they straighten back up again. But that's not like me at all. I feel like I'll never pop back up." Uncle Steve stopped paddling. "There's a verse in Isaiah that says, 'A bruised reed he will not break.' Georgia, no matter how much the hardships of this life may bend you, you can hang on to the promise that you don't have to break because God loves you and offers you grace, peace, and hope. He sent his son Jesus to die for your sins so that you could have the promise of eternal life and never have to face life's troubles alone. In times when it seems like you'll never pop back up, trust him to hold you up so that you won't break, just like these reeds." Well, how about you? Are you going through a hard time right now? Do you feel like a reed getting bent over? Remember God's promise to you. No matter what you face in life, he will be with you. And because of his great love for you, he gave his son Jesus so you would never be alone. No matter how hard the winds may blow, you can trust him to be with you and hold you up. Our key verse is Isaiah 42:3.
"A bruised reed he will not break."
And our key thought? Trust God to hold you up.
Hey, Zach. I was wondering why Jesus was a Jew, but he makes all who trust in him Christian. Could you help?
Hi, Josiah. What a great question. So Jesus was of Jewish ancestry. However, many times he spoke about saving all of mankind, not just the Jews. So his goal was not to have people believe in him so that they would be Jewish, but to believe in him so that they would receive eternal life and become a part of God's family. Actually, according to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 11 through 13, most of the Jewish people initially rejected Jesus. Here's what it says. "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." So if you believe in Jesus, you're a child of God, and that's the most important thing. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.